Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. I'm Mark Bayshore. Well, we're all dreaming of warmer days to come, and maybe some of you have started making plans for summer already. It's pretty irresistible impulse here after the winter we've had. There's already a lot of plans underway for music festivals here in Michigan here for this summer, and WKAR's Peter Wharf is here to tell us a little bit more. We got a nice calendar of events to look at, Peter.
We do, Mark. Hey, what did you say at the top of the show about whether 45 is the new
45
70?
Is the new right. 70.
Almost warm enough to think about grabbing that lawn chair and hearing some outdoor music,
Doesn't
maybe?
That sound great?
Yeah, it does. Maybe here around the Lansing area, it's Adado Riverfront Park, maybe Lake Lansing out at the band shell sitting on the lawn. As you said, Mark, elsewhere, there's a lot of great music happening this summer all around Michigan, some outdoors, some indoors. Mark Schwitzgable and I talked about summer music festivals, and we started our conversation out west.
Well, the Grand Rapids Symphony has their 20th annual Picnic Pops series beginning in July. It's a series of four concerts that will be held on Thursday and Friday evenings. And the first concert is going to be called Classical Fireworks. That is going to be a fireworks concert for sure, with works like The Stars and Stripes Forever. The Cowboys Overture by John Williams, and it'll wrap up with the 1812 Overture by Tchaikovsky, as we round up the usual suspects for a fireworks concert. Yeah. And following that, there is going to be a most spectacular fireworks show of the summer, according to the information here. So that sounds like a great concert. Again, that's Thursday, July 10th, and Friday, July 11th. Those performances both at 8 o'clock. All these concerts taking place at the Cannonsburg Ski Area near Grand Rapids.
Mark, I know there are several more concerts on that series. Let me touch quickly on what's happening in mid-Michigan. It's the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival, which begins Saturday, June 14th, and goes for a couple of weeks. It starts off at the Seligman Performing Arts Center at Detroit Country Day School. The theme this year is In the Shadow of Bach, Johann Sebastian Bach and his influence throughout the centuries. So we'll hear a lot of Bach, of course, and many of the influences, as the name suggests. We'll begin with Bach and the Busoni arrangement, Fantasia Contrapuntistica. It's a mind-bending piece that is a collection of Bach works that are sort of reimagined by the great turn of the 20th century pianist Federico Busoni. Anton Nell and James Tocco performing, and it's a 3B performance with Bach, Brahms, and Beethoven in that first concert. Some other venues, St. Hugo of the Hills in Bloomfield Hills, the Capitol Theater and Arts Center in Windsor, Temple Bethel in Bloomfield Hills, and many others. Some really creative programming going on here. On June 21st at the Seligman, Johann Sebastian Bach, Villa-Lobos Bachianas Brasileiras, so that sort of South American take on Bach notions, and then PDQ Bach, a.k.a. Peter Schickele, you know, that wonderful sort of tongue-in-cheek, rapscallion sort of Bach satire from the mind of Peter Schickele and the alter ego that he creates with PDQ Bach. June 27th, Kirk in the Hills, right near Cranbrook in Bloomfield Hills, has a really interesting program with Bach's 51st cantata, and then music from Dvorak, Shostakovich, and a piece by Gregory Wanamaker called Speed Metal Organ Blues. Yeah, it's, well, you just have to hear it to believe it. Thank you. Then also in mid-Michigan, as I said, a little closer to home, performances at St. Patrick's Church in Brighton and the Kerrytown Concert House in Ann Arbor on June 27th and 29th. Closing night officially is June 28th at the Seligman Arts Center with Bach's Brandenburg Concertos 3, 4, and 5. Mark, take us quickly down the remainder of Picnic Pops and near Grand Rapids.
Yeah, the series will resume on July 17th and 18th, Thursday and Friday, with 7:30 performances. Again, all these taking place at the Cannonsburg Ski Area. And if you're going to do a Pops concert, this year is perfect because it's the 50th anniversary of the Beatles' visit to the United States. And this concert is a tribute to the Beatles, featuring Classical Mystery Tour, which is one of the premier Beatles tribute bands. They'll be joining the symphony for this 50th anniversary of the British invasion. All the classic hits will be covered in that one. The following week, July 24th and the 25th, Summertime Hits. This will be featuring Veterans Pops arranger and conductor Matt Cuttingub, and he's going to be performing lots of familiar summer pieces like Summer Breeze, Saturday in the Park, The Boys of Summer, and California Girls, a little Beach Boys going on there.
Nice.
And finishing up the season with the Music of the Eagles on July 31st and August 1st as conductor-arranger Brent Habens and his full rock band return to pay tribute to a classic group. All the familiar Eagles hits will be covered there, including Desperado, Life in the Fast Lane, and Witchy Woman, and a lot more. So lots of great pop music coming up with the Grand Rapids Symphony and Friends this July here in mid-Michigan. Again, all those concerts at the Cannonsburg Ski Area.
So, Mark, we have a good deal of southeastern Michigan, mid-Michigan, and western Michigan covered. Let's go up north now. Of course, we'll be taking you to Interlaken. And before really the start of the summer season, I want to point out a wonderful concert coming up at the Interlaken Arts Academy on May 5th. Again, Bach is the theme, and Jennifer Coe is the violinist. She takes a series around her various performances across the country and around the world. It's entitled Bach and Beyond, where she explores Bach and the many composers influenced by Bach and sort of playing off of Bach. She'll be playing that concert with two of the solo violin sonatas and works by Luciano Berio and John Zorn. Again, talk about sort of mind-bending and really stretching the envelope. That's Jennifer Coe at Interlaken on May 9th. And then another violinist you may be familiar with, Joshua Bell.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, comes to play with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. That's right in the middle of the summer season, July 13th, Joshua Bell at Interlaken with the World Youth Symphony Orchestra. And that's a look at the summer music season coming up across Michigan, including the Great Lakes Chamber Music Festival, Picnic Pops, and the Interlaken Arts Academy. Mark, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thanks, Peter.
For Mark Schwitzgable, I'm Peter Wharf.